Whoopi Goldberg demands British royal family apologize for empire, slavery. By Nathaniel Charles on March 25, 2022. American chat show host Whoopi Goldberg has called for the British royal family to apologize for the British Empire and its role in the slave trade. Karen Johnson, who uses the stage name Whoopi Goldberg, demanded the royals atone for historic British colonialism and accused Britain of running ramshod, sick, over India for years. "Let us not forget when we talk about what needs to happen. All the folks that need to apologize," Goldberg told the audience of The View. Goldberg went on to incorrectly suggest that Prince Charles had previously apologized for slavery during his trip to Barbados in November 2021, claiming this was his way of releasing the hold that Britain has over Barbados. However, while the Prince of Wales acknowledged the appalling atrocity of slavery, he did not apologize for it. GB News reports, perhaps unsurprisingly, given he was born in 1948, well over 100 years after abolition. The 66-year-old chat show host's comments come after Prince William and his wife faced protests calling for the removal of Queen Elizabeth II as Jamaica's head of state during their visit to the island nation as part of a royal tour celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Protesters held provocative anti-royal signs including messages such as "Go back home. Princesses and princes belong in fairy tales. Not in Jamaica, apologize," and calls for reparations. Members of the Caribbean Islands Rastafarian community also accuse the royals of profiting from the blood, tears and sweat of Jamaican people, despite Britain having given Jamaica tens of millions of pounds worth of financial aid just since 2017. Speaking to Breitbart London, GB News presenter Calvin Robinson lambasted Goldberg for her comments. "Critical race theory is a divisive, toxic ideology that stirs up racial tensions. It's a self-perpetuating cycle of hatred. The worst thing is, you can never be woke enough. These theories force people to attack themselves and each other," Robinson said. Take for example, Whoopi Goldberg, clearly not her real name. By the rules of CRT, Karen Elaine Johnson has culturally appropriated a Jewish name. For that, should she apologize for her white supremacy? Robinson suggested. Aren't we getting a little tired of celebrities and their virtue signaling? Didn't Whoopi learn her lesson the last time she engaged in politics and ended up having to apologize for her anti-Semitism? Goldberg was suspended from ABC for 2 weeks following outlandish remarks in which she said the extermination of 6 million Jews in the Holocaust was not about race. "Let's be truthful, the Holocaust isn't about race, it's not. It's about man's inhumanity to man, that's what it's about. These are two groups of white people," Goldberg said in what some saw as an effort to diminish the suffering faced by the Jewish people because of their perceived status as white. It's revealing of Goldberg's political acumen, or lack of it, that she thought racism could only be practiced by white on black, commented Dr. Zarir Mossini, a historian and former BBC producer. She'd obviously missed out on Holocaust or World War II, not to mention racism between different shades of yellow, brown and black, not to mention reverse racism against whites. Mossini continued, suggesting, perhaps she should have read the matrimonial columns of any Indian newspaper, with their stipulations for skin color. Luke Doherty, the chairman of think tank the Orthodox Conservatives Group, told Breitbart London that Goldberg's criticism of the royal family on the issue of slavery was a dull and tiresome virtue-signaling tirade. It reflects the insanity of the postmodern decolonization lobby and their obsession with punishing people in the present for crimes and indiscretions of the past. Nobody alive today is materially responsible for slavery, and the mere fact of being related to somebody who was does not justify this sort of attack, Doherty added. Britain in fact played a key role in stamping out the slave trade worldwide after abolishing it in 1807, paying a high price in both money and lives to arm the Royal Navy's anti-slaver West Africa Squadron and, later, to bring the Barbary Corsairs of North Africa, who had preyed primarily on European sailors in coastal communities for hundreds of years, to heel. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.